Bear Lake is getting more populated this week as the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources stocks 170,000 native Bonneville cutthroat trout into the northern Utah lake. The trout, a favorite among anglers, have been growing up in Camas State Fish Hatchery and are now about 7 inches long. Scott Tolentino, a fisheries biologist in charge of the stocking, says these fish are bigger than before, and that is a good thing.
We know some of them are going to get eaten because we have some big fish out there and they could eat large fish, but the larger we stock the fish, the better chances of those fish making it to growing into an adult-sized fish. We know we're going to lose some, but that's the game we have to play with the numbers.
About 60% of the fish will survive into adulthood, the less lucky ones falling victim to bigger fish, mostly.
The Bear Lake monster gets their share.
In the early 1990s, when trout stocking began, Tolentino said the division stocked almost 1 million fish per year. But thanks to concerted efforts from researchers and the public, the trout began sustaining themselves and maintaining healthier populations.
It's a good spot to be in. We're getting a lot of natural recruitment. We're able to stock less fish, yet we're still maintaining the sport fishery for the anglers equal to or better than they have in the past. So kind of a best of both worlds scenario.
The fish are pumped out of trucks in the south side of the lake, but can spread across the 109 square miles of water within just a few days. Anglers can keep the fish whose back fins have been cut and healed, signaling a stocked fish, and must release the trout who have lived their whole lives in the lake. But, Tolentino says, if the trout continue multiplying, that may change. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.